Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
That's why you're a machine, Domino. A machine, I tell you. Domino Anciulini, Fairway Social, and Alpharetta is where we are. Kelly Kroll from Valley Sports Southeast, for some reason, decides to keep coming back and subject herself to this. But here we all are. I want to thank her for coming by as well.
No place I'd rather be.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm sensing your sarcasm there.
You might need to find an app on your phone and get out a little bit more. I don't know where you want to go.
What could be better? The tremendous conversation, company, and you guys ordered some wonderful chicken fingers and fries.
Yeah. Wait, listen, nothing but the best for you. Nothing but the best for you.
The fries here at Fairway Social are kind of like they're a combination of chips, potato skins, and French fries.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way,
very original.
What do I tell you about potatoes?
They're tantalizing, I tell you.
What do I tell you about potatoes?
You don't like potatoes.
A potato that gets mashed is such a waste of a potato. Oh, it's the worst thing in the world. Another Thanksgiving staple.
Apparently you're out on mashed potatoes.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous waste of potatoes.
I think he might be the only man, or person, in fact, being on the face of the earth that would describe mashed potatoes as ridiculous. The only one.
What a waste.
A waste.
That potato gave its life for mashed potatoes when it could have been a chip or a fry. I weep.
Not every potato has the same, lifespan.
I weep for people who are dumb enough to actually mash a potato instead of doing something wonderful like that with it.
A lot of Braves fans were weeping after the top of the ninth inning last night when Bryce Harper cracked the home run to give the Phillies a 5-4 lead. Kelly, this is now three straight appearances where Kenley Jansen has not been himself. So it's everybody's going to go through slides and slumps, but you're a little bit worried right now, I think, if you're a Braves fan. You hope he snaps out of it.
Yeah, certainly. And we talked about it a little bit. I won't go back. But the Milwaukee thing, I think the streaker and his just demeanor there at the very beginning was a little thrown off. And it came back to bite him, that walk. And then last night, I just think Bryce Harper, he's one of the best hitters in the league. And he got the best of them in that. But I'm not, I don't know. I think Kenley will be just fine. But you're right. They go through these periods sometimes where they have 1, 2, 3 bad outings. But how about the Phillies with Knebel down last night? That's a tough go for Joe, I think.
Joe's answering to a lot. Dave Dombrowski is sort of said, we're not happy being under 500. Joe doesn't have a contract beyond this year. So I do think that the dynamic there is kind of interesting. They're 40-plus games in an under 500 team, and Dombrowski's not there to lose baseball games, and he didn't hire him, which is the other thing that we always talk about with a guy in charge of a team. Here's the other part. I saw Will Smith come in the seventh last night, and we talk about it. It's the Will Smith roller coaster ride. Put your shoulder harness down. Get ready because it's going to be a ride. When Harper comes up, when it sets up for Jansen in the ninth with Harper, that's one of those where you go, if I'm on their bench, I got a matchup that I wanted.
Yeah,
because the numbers bear it out.
That's a great point you bring up because, really, Kenley Jansen, the bullpen's the night shift. They all work together. They all, pass the baton in the sense in their own regard. Couple guys didn't do their job, and Kenley should have never been facing Bryce Harper, but that's not how it worked out. I mean, ideally, best-case scenario, they would have all done that, and Bryce Harper would not have had another chance to step up to the plate. But needless to say, you're right, Kenley still I didn't have a chance to see him after the game. But I will say, I just to take you into the clubhouse for a quick minute, because I get to do that, and I thought one thing I saw last night that was really interesting is post-game around Will Smith's locker, kind of in that one corner, where Kenley is, and it's Darren O'Day, that corner, at least 10 guys all sitting around. And, I mean, it was Colin McHugh, it was A.J. Minter, it's predominantly the bullpen, but a few others had kind of trickled over there, all sitting down, having a social sparkler after the game, if you will, and just talking and enjoying themselves. And I haven't seen that in a
while.
That's all I'm saying. About the camaraderie and the chemistry of a clubhouse and who's the leader going to be in this, I like seeing that. I think that's a good thing to see out of the Braves. And the group of guys that was in there last night, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, you talk about the clubhouse. The Braves clubhouse report with Kevin McAlpin comes your way at 2:00. But we had a couple of people bid to hang out with us last night for a great cause.
Dave
the Strikeout Lymphoma Society, Leukemia Society, that we do the radiothon every year. We're going to do the Camp Twin Lakes one next week. But we were having that very conversation last night about guys. They grabbed the, you said, to-go boxes. They're out the door. They're not hanging around the clubhouse much anymore.
Mm-hmm. And it's true.
It was good to see that then
it
last
was.
Night.
So. It was. Yeah, just in general, the things you don't. I mean, we were talking about for a long time, a couple guys, just now with the way clubhouses are built and there's, like, you know, the Dave and Buster's fun zone in the back where these guys don't really come in and stand around, and the access you have to them isn't quite the same as it was when, I mean, clubhouses were just that box. And but the camaraderie of sitting down, and whether it's playing cards, doing crosswords together, and I know that's old school, but last night what I saw was it was
well,
cool to see
I'll
after a game
thing.
That they almost didn't pull out, and it would have been another Max Fried start that they would have wasted, but they didn't.
It might have been social, but you also are playing this team two more nights in a row. So the idea, hey, you might not be up tonight, and that's part of what Girardi says. Look, 3 days in a row, he doesn't want to do it. So you had a guy out there trying to get a save that's never had a save. I think he had one minor league appearance with a save opportunity on the line in Nelson, but he kept him in the game. You got to answer to that. If that group, that powwow, is talking about, hey, his bat is fast. His bat isn't fast right now. I like the idea that with two more games left in the series, I'm not saying you're going to go deep diving, but there might be something that's said that helps somebody tonight or tomorrow night against this same team.
Without a doubt. Without question. And when they say to us, we really enjoy one another and we have a good time, right. Sometimes you never know if that's just lip service, but I genuinely believe these guys enjoy being around one another. Otherwise, you don't see stuff like that.
I didn't tell you. Colin McHugh, who's a little bit older than some guys in the major leagues, he's been around a while. I talked with him the other night and thanked him, you know, for coming on. Mm-hmm. Good guy, good personality.
Great.
He has life beyond baseball. But we were talking about rabbit ears. Like, somehow we were talking about rabbit ears. And I pointed at a couple of young guys and said, so you know what rabbit ears are? He goes, yeah, I know what rabbit ears are. And I said, how many of you guys? He goes, not him. So we played the game of who the hell would know what rabbit ears are? Because there are guys that would have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And not that they should, but it's like what we talked about to open up the show. You got to know a little bit of your history. There used to be three networks. You had to move these antennae around to actually get better reception. We're streaming NFL Plus now for $5 a month.
Then you had a very special round antenna for the UHF channels.
And if you lived in the right place, I lived between New York and New Jersey, I got Philadelphia and New York stations. You had to play with the rabbit ears, but I would get Philadelphia games in New Jersey because of the rabbit ears.
You guys were nuts.
We're crazy.
But
very,
you're right.
Very crazy.
I think the Darren O'Day calling Ian Anderson Screech, nicknaming Screech, he had no idea what Saved by the Bell was. Like, none. And that's when I was like, wow. I mean, I know I'm a lot older than these guys, but, like, Saved by the Bell was, like, my thing. And for him to not even know who Screech was?
We're venturing into very strange territory.
Okay.
Max Fried allowing 5 hits and 2 runs last night. Brian Snicker with the bases loaded comes out and talks to him in that sixth inning. And he's done it a couple of times this year. Leaves him in the game. He gets the strikeout. We touched on this earlier. Other than Game 6 of the World Series last year following that first inning, I haven't seen that much emotion out of Max Fried. For him, that was a total explosion of emotion.
Yeah, like I said, I think that because of going against JT Realmuto, who's kind of had his number, that and to be at the end of his rope, knowing that, to just air it out, man, and that was a big moment for him. It was to keep it that close in the ballgame. That was a game changer. I mean, plain and simple. And so I think for Max individually and for the team, that was just a big, big moment.
Well,
and we're seeing Max come into his own. I have noticed it. I don't know, Kristen there talking to him, like, he's growing into who he is, right? It's less figuring it out now and more like, this is me, this is who I am.
Walk to the mound like you're an ace.
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely exists because he is. The other thing he did is he afforded the guy to come out of the bullpen in a clean inning.
Yep.
You know, don't think that that's not a small thing. You have a problem right there. Somebody's coming in with a lot of problems on the base path. You get a guy, and it's the Will Smith roller coaster ride, grant you, but you gave a guy an opportunity to come in to start with a clean inning.
Without a doubt.
And that's a big deal.
And there's a few guys, we're seeing this evolution right now without Matzik and some of those guys around, of the Spencer Striders and, like, I'm going to throw out Dylan Lee just because he's here right now for the series, but guys who haven't exactly been tested in those high leverage situations, but those are likely the guys Snit's going to have to turn to before he can get to his Will Smith and Kenley Jansen, right? And, I mean, you can only go to the well of Colin McHugh and Jesse Chavez and Darren O'Day so many times before you got to turn to the young guys and say, hey, this is your big moment. They didn't have to do that last night.
And maybe even for Spencer Strider, he becomes a starter with Tucker Davidson still. You talk about a roller coaster ride.
Yeah,
you
just I know that's what fans are really clamoring for right now. And the deal with that is just plain and simple, without Matzik, they got to have him in the bullpen right now to get multiple innings more so. And I don't know. You don't like that, do you, Chris?
No.
I see your eyes right now.
I want him to start because I'm not expecting him to go six or seven. In a world where I got guys who start.
Yet.
Right. So if he goes four. Somebody said, well, why would you only want four to him? I don't know, as opposed to what? An inning and a third out of Tucker Davidson?
Well, that's what scares me. You know, I understand in theory,
yeah,
Kelly, that you need him in the bullpen.
Saying.
But if your starter struggles like Tucker Davidson did the other night, it doesn't matter who's in your bullpen at that point. It's just the game's pretty much decided. So that's the conundrum that you face.
Tonight it's going to be 17 straight right now.
Yeah,
I think they're just really trying to piece this all together with the arms they have, and they're trying to be so careful. And also, Spencer Strider, like, what are we talking, last year versus this year already? The innings. He's,
I know.
I don't think they have any idea how long they can use this guy. I mean, you want this guy doing what he's doing now in September and hopefully deep in October. So how do you manage that? And that is the tricky part right now for all of them.
Let's finish up with this. The only good thing about Charlie Morton, who's not a seven-inning pitcher, he just hasn't been, so I know he just hasn't been in 2022.
That's his big thing right now.
It's important for him tonight to give
no doubt
a quality start.
The only win out of him being a five-inning guy is, at 38 years old, if and when you need him in September and October, he might not have horsed his way to so many innings that he doesn't have something left. The five-inning is a blessing as long as you get into the postseason, and he knows in the back of his mind, September and certainly October, now I am a seven-inning guy. I don't need him to be 7-8. I like him at times, but I don't need him to be if I get a payoff at the end. If I hold on to the lottery ticket and I get to cash it at the end of the year because Charlie Morton's not burned out at 38 years old, I can get at least a win watching him only go 5-5 and a third.
That's a great point. Yeah, and he knows how to get himself
turn
there
it on.
Without a
yes.
doubt. But in the meantime, what he's doing now, how is it affecting all the rest of those guys and where they'll be at that point? Yeah.
Roddy White has some things to say about the Falcons, some stellar things to say, plus two new entries into the Braves Hall of Fame. We'll talk about all of that next. Kelly Kroll is here with us from Valley Sports Southeast. We are here at Fairway Social in Alpharetta. Domino and Cellini on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open! Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.